Hey, what's good, guys? Welcome to my Truth Podcast. I'm so excited that we're back this year. This is actually our first video for the year, and I'm super excited about it. Once again, Happy New Year and compliments of the season. I decree and declare that this year is your year of dominion, according to the book of Psalm 72, verse 8. I'm super excited about the year already. I know this is going to be a year that God is going to pull us deeper and deeper into the light of His words. And I just pray that He helps us in Jesus' name. So as you can see from the title already, you already have an idea of what this video is about to be. God has put this in my heart for such a long time to make this video, to correct this disorder even in the body of Christ. I made an edition of this video last year, but I never got to post it. But all things work together for good. It's better that it's coming now. And I just know that it's coming for somebody. And there's a reason that I've had the burden to, you know, put out this video even in this time. Sometime last year, I put out a video on my TikTok. I was led to actually post that video because I wouldn't just post that video. I put out a video where I was praying in tongues, and it got so many attraction. So many people were drawn into another dimension of tongues even from just that video. Some other people were so confused that I saw comments like, I've been praying to know how to speak in tongues. God, please give me this gift. When will I get this gift? And it just created even a burden in my spirit. And that's one of the reasons why I'm making this video today. But yeah, so not to have a very long intro, I'm trying to make sure that this video is as short as it can be. First thing, I'm just going to share my story since this is my truth. I'm going to share my story about how I activated the gift of tongues. Now, it had nothing to do with me. That's number one. I was in church on a particular Sunday. I just went to church regularly. I wasn't even thinking of it. I didn't think of it like, I want to go to church today and I'm going to be able to pray in tongues. I wasn't even desiring it. But I was in church. I think it was, you know, that worship session before the word, before the message comes on. And they were just having that worship session, and I was standing. And all of a sudden, as we were worshiping and I was praying, I just realized that there was just something coming from the inside, and I just started to speak. Like, it just started to come out. The thing was just coming out, and I kept just speaking, and I kept just speaking. And it was just me. It wasn't like there was, like, anybody that, like, I could even share what was happening with me there. But so it happened in church, and, like, I got back home. Like, I'm like, what is this thing? Is this, like, did I finally get it? Or what I'm saying? Am I just saying rubbish? But I continued saying it. I continued saying it even when I got back home. And then I started to study about it. And when I started to study about it, and when I continued to speak it, I started to see the advantage. Now, I've seen people always say, it does not mean if you can speak in tongues or not, God hears hearts. Yes, that is very true. But it's just like saying, yeah, there's no need to travel with an airplane. They are buses. That's literally what you're just saying. So, should you travel with bus? Yes. Would you like to travel with a plane? Yes, because it's faster. I think my pastor explained it one time. He said, when you pray in tongues, it's like you're using the elevator and not the stairs. So that's just what it is. It fast forwards something. Sometimes, even when I get into the place of prayer, I don't know what to pray about. I start to pray in tongues. And when I pray in tongues, it compresses my soulish realm and my body realm, and I begin to tune into the understanding of the spirit. And if you're very sensitive, you can begin to get downloads. That's the interpretation, to be honest. You begin to get downloads of what the spirit is praying, and you can start to make utterances in your own understanding so that your soul can pick it. So, but yes, let's dive into the video real quick, and let's get some scriptural references so that we understand what this really is. So the first scripture we're going to be looking at is Acts chapter 2, verse 4. Oh, sorry, that was my alarm. Acts chapter 2, verse 4, and it says, and I read, it says, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterances. Now, one thing I want you to take from this scripture is to understand that the Holy Ghost gave them. They didn't do anything. It just says, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterances. I just want us, even before we continue, I just want to pray in the name of Jesus that as I speak these words, you don't hear my voice, you just hear the voice of God. Holy Spirit, just give every single person watching this video an understanding. Let the light of the scriptures just open in their mind in the name of Jesus. Do not hear my word, just hear the voice of the Holy Ghost now in your spirit. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for in Jesus' name I have prayed. So, as we're saying, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues. And the Spirit gave them what? Utterances. So it has nothing to do with you. The part that has to do with you is just a very little part. That's you giving the will. Because the Holy Spirit cannot use you without your will. You still have to give your will. But the Holy Spirit is the one to put the words in your tongue. Now, before we go further and even read the next scripture, I want to read the scripture in the book of Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6. This is where the Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. And this is an act of faith. Like right now, if you ask me, can I speak in tongue? I know I can speak in tongue. Do I have the word? I don't have the words, but the Holy Spirit has the word. And as I open my mouth, it comes in normally. Leprados gebradeje iskebada. It's not something that you have to, like, you don't have to wait. It doesn't come upon you. It comes from your inside. In this dispensation, we walk with the Holy Spirit from the inside. We are not in the Old Testament where the Holy Ghost has to come upon you. It comes from your inside. It comes from within. The Holy Spirit is always inside you. You don't have to find the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is always inside you. So I want us to get the next scripture. Mark chapter 16 verse 17. It says, and this sign shall follow them that what? Believe. In the name they shall cast out devils, and they shall speak with new tongues. If you notice, the only criteria to speak in tongues is to what? Believe. Believe in what? That Jesus died on the cross, he resurrected, and the Holy Spirit lives inside you. Because when you believe in Jesus and you accept Jesus, the Holy Spirit starts his ministry in your life. When you receive Jesus, you invite the ministry of the Holy Spirit into you. That's what happens. So the only criteria you need to be able to speak in tongues is to believe in Jesus. Now, I want us to read the last scripture that I'm going to be sharing for us today. Or maybe I'll share one more. This one is in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 from verse 2. It says, for he that speaketh an unknown language speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him, howbeit in the spirit he speaketh mystery. So one thing I want you to understand is that you are not speaking to man. You're speaking to God. Spirit to spirit. I need you to understand, when you hear man, man is not this flesh that you're seeing, not this body. Man is the spirit. When God created you in spirit. So the reason why that spirit understands that language is because that is the spirit of that God speak. So I'm speaking God to God. You start to understand why in the scripture, when God was talking to Jeremiah, he said, even before you were in your mother's womb, I formed you, I knew you, I ordained you. So meaning there was something called communion already in the spirit between you and God. So when I speak in tongue, that's the language that me and God were speaking even before he put me in this mortal body. So I know that language. How do I know that language? I know that language by the Spirit of God. So the verse 4 of the same 1 Corinthians chapter 14, it says, he that speaketh in unknown language edifieth himself. Like, that's one thing you need to know. Speaking in tongue edifies you. It is for you. It builds you up. It builds up your faith. Because what it does is that it disconnects you from this realm and helps you to connect to the spiritual realm, because it's spirit to spirit. When you pray for long, go 30 minutes, go 1 hour. I'm not giving you a time reference because it's not about the time. But the time also is part of it. You'll notice the reason why I said time is also part of prayer. You'll notice when Jesus, he was about to be crucified, and he called his disciples that let us pray. And he said, you people could not watch for 1 hour. So meaning, there's something that still has to do with time, even in the place of prayer. But yeah, back to the case study. It is not you speaking to anybody, it's you speaking to God. So I just want you, in the next 2 minutes, because I don't want this video to be long, I'm going to put a soaking music, and I just want you to release your faith. Just open your mouth. You don't need any extra thing to be able to speak in tongues. Just yourself. I'm believing in the Spirit of God, believing in Jesus. So we're going to confess this with our mouth. Because the Bible makes us to understand that we confess with our mouth and we believe in our heart. Once you do that, you are certified to speak in tongues. You've received the gift. It's a gift. It comes to you in full. You know, there's a difference between a gift and talent. Gifts come in full. Then you have to grow into it. So it is a gift and it has been given to every single believer. And I just want you to confess this with your mouth right now and say, Lord Jesus, come into my life. I've heard your word and I've believed it. I believe that Jesus died for me on the cross of Calvary. I believe that on the third day he resurrected. I believe that he ascended to sit at the right side of God. All things are passed away. Therefore, all things have become new. Today, I dedicate my life to Jesus. I give Jesus lordship over my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. For in Jesus' mighty name, we've prayed. That's all that you need. And I just want in the next 1 to 2 minutes to just open your mouth. Like, don't think about it too much. Just open your mouth and just begin to pray in tongues. Just begin to pray in tongues. The Holy Spirit will fill you this moment. Le pala rabado skedelede eskerada bado skebrado shandelie kedo eskalada da 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 le pali rado skeraya bado skebrabada. There's always going to be that thought that what if what I'm speaking is not correct? I just want you to open your mouth in faith. Esketele rabada le prabado isheteli ramano. The Holy Spirit is the one that puts the words in your mouth. What you speak is mysteries in the spirit. It is just speaking spirit to spirit to the God. You are speaking to the one who is outside of existence, so you are getting downloads. When you pray in tongues, you edify your skef. Ikranuskera yabadoska. Eshapila rabadoska. Pridados sadalia badoska. Esapala rabadoske petelia pato. Eseteleda. Iskaria manuske brado. Ese de. Le parabadoska bradosche de. Eski brado sabiria manuske brada. Epala ba. If it is one word that you can pick right now, just begin to say that word. Le te. Le papa. Regadoske te jebrado. Sapele baba rebados quebrade ishatila brados quebrade escapira macados quebrados que tia padosa eliprados quebrades kita ipalibra baba. If you are sensitive, you begin to get downloads from the spirit. Ikali rados quedes quebrado esapala baba brabados quebrade ikali rados quebrados que telia manos quebrada. I want us to stretch it for 1 minute extra. Iskeperi bados keta Shapala braba. Skiparibados keraduske braba. What a mighty God. Ishebrabados ketelia bado jebrabado. He's such an amazing God. Is katuria pados setia manas gabraba. Is zedede. He's an infinite God. Ishali brabado zebregedo. The one that shows us mercy. Ikaskus gebrados keteske zuze. Abrandus gede, Ijaria dos gadia, Kadiabados, Zebradus, Zedendes gede, Ikrababababababa, Skebrabados, Zedes, Gibrados, Zedendes, Gebrado. Thank you, Father. Thank you, awesome God. Ishatelebrado. And if you're just receiving this gift, if you're just activating this gift, that's the word. It is a gift that has been activated. It's been there since you gave your life to Christ. I just want you to continue to cultivate this habit. Continue to speak it. It is wanting to speak it. It is wanting to know how to wield it. You've been given a spiritual AK-47 and you have to use it every time. There's no limit to when you can use it. Even when you don't want to pray it audible, you can pray it inside. That is how you download wisdom from the throne room. That's how you download wisdom from the heaven. You are always connected to heaven. And it builds your faith up. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name we've prayed. God bless you. Thank you so much. And if this was helpful to you, if you were able to activate the gift, I want to see your comment. I want to know that this video was a blessing to you. Thank you so much. Share this video, like this video, so that it can get to the people that it's meant to get to. God bless you. I celebrate you. Happy New Year once again. Can't wait to see you on the next video. We're going to be posting more often this year so that we can reach more and more people with the light that comes from the word of Jesus. Now, the reason why Jesus calls you light and he says you're the light of the world is because you carry the word of God. Why? Because the word of God is light. He said the entrance of the word giveth light and understanding to the simple. That is why the scripture still says that the word of God is a lamp to my feet and light to my path. Because the word of God gives direction. God bless you. Thank you so much. Have an amazing week. Have an amazing month. And have an amazing year ahead. If you can see I'm smiling, that's something that comes from the spirit. You can't walk in the spirit without walking in joy. Celebrate you.